Hey, folks, it's Christian Hahn from Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai sponsoring the second date update. It's going to be a good one, I'm pretty sure. And we're looking forward to these folks saying yes, like I do, about the lifetime powertrain warranty on most of our pre-owned vehicles.
It's the K99.1 FM 7:30 second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, this is Tabitha. Is this the radio station?
Yeah, K99.1 FM. We're Nancy and Woody. What's up, Tabs?
I went on a date recently, and I haven't heard back from him, so I was wondering if maybe you could help me out with contacting him.
We can give it a try. You got to give us the backstory, though, Tabitha.
That's what we're here for.
Well, yeah, so I was doing a social media presentation at this company, and I met this guy, and he kept making eye contact with me, and we just clicked, you know, how sometimes that happens, and we just had chemistry, and I run most of the social accounts at my company, and I go around and teach other people how to do it for their company. And he was so full of questions after the presentation, and we were just laughing, and he was like, hey, you want to go for ice cream? And I was like, what? And then we went for putt-putt at Young's. So it was kind of spur of the moment, spontaneous, but it was fun. And then I just never heard back from him, and we exchanged each other's numbers, but he hasn't texted me back or called me back. And I don't know, I just feel like something happened that I just don't know what it is.
He gave her the old Joey Tribbiani, how you doing? But it worked, right?
Is that what happened?
Hey, Tabitha, did you beat him at putt-putt? Is that the problem?
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah, my girlfriend who works with me was like, you gotta call a second date update. And I was like, what is that?
She's a good friend.
And, oh, yeah.
Who's this dude?
His name is Jacob.
Jacob? We're going to call him Jake.
Give us about 10 minutes, okay? We'll give him a call.
Okay.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Tabitha, I just love, I mean, you said putt-putt at Young's, but we all know it's really called udders and putters because of the cows. Get it?
Moo.
Udders.
Yeah.
it's hard. Udders and putters is hard there.
Oh, come on, Nancy.
Maybe just for me.
Children. Okay. Children hit par there,
all
Nancy.
All right. So call Jake.
All right. Be real quiet, okay, Tabitha?
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, is this Jake?
Hey, who's he?
Jake, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. What do you think of the ice cream at Young's Jersey Dairy?
I'm into it.
Yeah.
How can you not be, right?
See?
Yeah.
He's not even the slightest bit of confused
he's
to
not,
who we are.
He's got caller ID. You
that's
see
probably
it's,
it.
You see it's us, right?
Yep, I sure did. Did I win something?
Maybe a game of love.
Yeah, I mean, Nancy just asked you about the ice cream over at Young's Jersey Dairy. Did you happen to go there lately?
I did.
Yeah, do you remember Tabitha?
Yeah.
Well, why won't you call her back, Jake?
Yeah, what's wrong? She beat you at udders and putters?
No, she didn't. We weren't even keeping score. Look, she was great. She was insanely beautiful. We were working together, and I just like kept making eye contact, and I just couldn't keep my eyes off of her. So we decided we were going to go out. it's a little embarrassing to say on the radio. I wish I was winning something, but so we were playing putt-putt, and she kept like banging her putter on everything, and I just thought like maybe she just had like. I don't know, maybe she was a little anxious. She's just like, I tap on things too when I get a little nervous. But she was like banging on the windmill.
What?
Like on everything. Like 50, she was banging on literally everything with her putter. And I didn't know what was going on for a minute. And then I kind of like caught a whiff of something. And I started paying attention more every time that she started banging. And I realized that she was banging her putter to try and cover up the sound of her farts.
No. Wait, say that again? Say that one more time,
it.
Jake. What did you say?
She's
laughing.
To try and make noise to cover up the sound of her farts. And she did it literally like probably at least 20 times.
20?
Just in the hour we were playing. So like,
oh my goodness.
Did you did you say something to her?
No, I didn't want to embarrass her.
<He's>
And, like, it took me a second to kind of realize what was going on. You know, it was outside, so I just thought maybe I was catching a whiff of something, but it was a very distinct smell that would just, like, come and go every couple minutes or so. So it was just, it became pretty obvious, too. So it was, she wasn't doing a great job of, like, there was one point where she banged the putter and then farted.
She was out of sync.
So yeah, you could hear her farting? You could hear it.
Yeah, I could hear it.
Oh,
poor thing.
Yeah, I could hear it and I could smell it. And yeah, I mean, it just kind of put me off. I mean, she's beautiful, but I mean, first date, I don't know. It kind of brings it down a couple notches.
I mean, I know, like, I have a friend of mine. He says that when he, like, his mom used to, like, and then she would fart. You know, she'd cough and fart. So I get that covering.
At least she's trying to cover it up. I just let it rip.
What he does, dude, at least he leaves the studio.
I might have had more respect if she had owned it, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
I am so embarrassed that you heard me. And I mean, I have a lactose intolerance, so I try to have ice cream when I can, but, you know, sometimes it doesn't work, and this was one of the times, and I was just hoping that I could, like, cover it up and have a good time with you, and I guess I didn't.
I think we all know this is Tabitha, although we didn't hear any farting sounds at the time, but...
Oh, Nancy,
sorry.
Be nice.
Well, I know. I mean, I know. That's terrible. I mean, do you have this problem a lot?
Just when I have dairy. I mean, if I have ice cream or cheese.
Oh, man. That's the home.
I can't blame her, though. I mean, I would sacrifice it if I were lactose intolerant for some Young's Jersey dairy. I give it a go.
Yeah, well, why don't you just say, I'm so sorry, I have gas, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I tried to have a small cup, like, as small as I could, but my whole stomach was just bloated, and I was like, how do I deal with this right now?
Was it bad when you got home, girl?
Yeah.
Poor thing.
Aw.
Jake,
come on. Jake. How bad was it?
I'm so sorry. I didn't realize, like, I didn't know if this was a thing that happens all the time. I didn't know you were dealing with something that you weren't feeling good. You should have just told me. I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm embarrassed now. Like that.
Yeah, I'm sorry too. I mean,
do you have this often, or just when you eat cheese or dairy? I mean, just
yeah, I do. I mean, it's just, you know, a dairy kind of allergy.
I got an idea.
What's your big idea? Your grand plan?
I detect some chemistry here, you know? Maybe we send them out to a place that they don't have to worry about dairy.
Yeah, stay away from dairy. How about chicken wings? You guys like chicken wings?
You do good on that?
Chicken wings, yeah.
I don't know.
Just don't get the cheesy mashed potatoes.
Well, here we go. It sounds like it's going to be a winner. Yeah. So what we can do here at K99.1 FM is set you guys back up with that second date. We'll pay for everything, the limo, your dinner. But all you guys have to do is say yes.
Yeah, and you guys get to decide where you want to go. That will work for both of your stomachs.
Okay.
I'm down to give it another try.
So you good, Tabitha?
Okay.
Aww.
You know, he sounded more excited than she did.
I think he
Come on, Tabitha.
Think there's still a little embarrassment for her. Let her have it,
fair.
You know?
Well, I'm a little embarrassed on the radio. Everybody knows about my stomach.
Girl, you want a laundry list of what they know about me?
I was just saying, everybody knows about my stomach too, Tabitha. Don't feel bad, girl.
Do not feel bad at all.
Okay.
So you guys will call us back and let us know how the date went?
Sure.
Yeah.
The K99.1 FM 730 Second Date Update.